This is episode 82 of Pause That by OnPause.org, recorded on March 11th, 2011. Enjoy the show.
Welcome, dudes and dudettes, to Pause That, the only audio podcast on the net that is winning all the time. My name is Ronnie, Charlie Sheen fanboy, and joining me today is...
The German Andreas. Oh, no, that's... Yeah, no, I'm Darren. I'm Darren.
We actually kicked Andreas off the podcast this week. We're sick of him.
Yeah, we totally kicked him to the East Coast to go to PAX. I think we might have lost out on that deal, but you know what? You got me instead.
That's what I was thinking. We should have both gone and recorded a podcast live at the place.
I think it would have been awesome if we could have gone there and recorded the podcast, but having that many, you know, screaming fans might have hindered the quality of the podcast. So,
yeah, you wouldn't be hearing us at all.
Yeah, it would be, hi, this is... Yep, it'd be Andreas. Yelling and screaming with his shirt off.
Because that's what he does.
Yeah, all the time.
Mm-hmm. How have you been this week? Or how have you been the past 2 weeks?
Really good. Yeah, last week it was a troubling time. I got hit with the flu, so I let Ronnie know last week I wasn't going to be able to record. And it sucked, because I hate missing the shows, because it's the one part of the week that you look forward to. At least I do. I enjoy being able to wind down and do this recording and just talk about, you know, the last week in gaming. So it was depressing. It was depressing. So, but yeah, this week has been much better. I felt better about Tuesday. So at least not a full week better, but then I had a shorter week because the school that I work at had Friday off and I got to relax the entire day. So other than having a shortened week because of being sick and then a shortened week because of school not going the entire week, I got a lot of gaming in.
Nice.
Yeah, it was a really good gaming week.
What kind of games? Anything good?
Yeah, I played Rascals again. I love going back to that just for the sheer hilarity of the storyline and hilarity of the content. I think it's one of those just Mario Superstar kind of hilarities that is just, it's ridiculous. And unlocked a last of the achievements that came out with the DLC a while ago, and I just hadn't done them. Picked up Contra or the Hard Corps again and played that through again, because I just enjoy killing so many of the guys with the spread gun and the new chain laser that they added. Also,
which one is Hard Corps?
Hard Corps was the Hard Corps Uprising is the one I just did the review on. It just came out to the XBLA a couple weeks ago.
Man, I do not remember this one at all.
Yep, it came out I think a couple weeks ago, maybe a month ago now. But yeah, it's a prequel made by Konami for...
Oh, okay, the side scroller. All right, yes, I remember it now.
Yeah, yeah. So I picked that up again because I was a fan of it. And also, I played, probably the big game that I played was Dragon Age 2. Started playing that, and I would have to say, I haven't made it far, but this...
Does it suck like the last one?
Oh my god, like, no, it does not suck. The first one didn't suck.
It was awful. So boring, fighting, there was no fighting.
Are you sure?
It was just walk to a guy, talk to him for 50 hours, and then walk to the next guy and talk to him.
Okay, well, needless to say, the beginning of Dragon Age 2, for those that don't want spoilers...
This is what Andreas thinks of the game.
Oh, really? I don't think he does.
I need to go grab some sound clips of you guys saying bad things about other games, so whenever I want to throw it in. This game sucks. Skip it.
All right, if that happens, I may have to comment down below and say, blasphemy. That's not what I said. Ronnie is a big fat phony head.
It's a good thing being the admin. I can remove comments and not allow you to post in certain areas.
I may have to make a new blog then that says the things on pause says are a lie. The cake is real. On pause is a lie. I might get mad hits off of you, actually, though. People are going to have to go to you first to get to me, but that's okay.
I'll link out to you.
Ooh, yes. But like I said, yeah, the beginning part of Dragon Age 2 is a pretty big fight scene. I mean, you're thrown into the mix of just fighting the bad guys right away, getting comfortable with the new combat system, and fighting a big freaking giant. It was pretty sweet. I enjoyed it.
Okay. I still have the demo on my hard drive, but I did not like the last one at all, so I probably won't ever check this one out.
Yeah, the EA scene for you, EA BioWare scene for you, just kind of is unfriendly, huh?
Mm-hmm. They make crappy games.
They make RPG games with hints of other.
I was gonna say they make games with they're heavy on the story. That is, yeah. That's not me.
Yeah, which is kind of weird, because I usually like skipping over that type of stuff too. But I actually got into Mass Effect and Dragon Age 1. I got really into the story, which is interesting. But then again, I've got more time on my hands. You're a busy man with your, you know, photo editing and your millions of gamer scores.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I was going to say millions. I think Aaron's actually catching up to you, isn't he?
Yeah, I'm at like 61,900. He's at like 6,900. So he will probably be passing me very soon.
Why? What's going on? Lack of games or what?
You know, I got to the point where I don't care about playing a crappy game anymore just for game score. Like, I went through and played so many games that were just not worth it, and I'm not doing that anymore. So I think that's what's really hurt me is, you know, I'm not going to play the Hulk game for 15 hours to get a full 1,000. You know, if I don't like it within the first 20 minutes, I'm done. I'm not going through.
Yeah, I played TMNT for like an hour and a half and got 1,000. Is that long enough? I think you did too. I think
that was back when I would, you know, I was going through and playing all the crappy games. TMNT wasn't actually all that bad though.
A lot of jumping.
Now that one was pretty good, but what was the? Oh, I can't think of the name. There was a complete crap game that, you know, everything was bad about it. What was it? Sneak King? No, that one's good.
Good cameo.
Cameo. Oh, I enjoyed that one as well. I can't think of it.
No, don't even say you enjoyed that. Oh my gosh. I remember when I picked that game up, like 2.5 years ago now when I started playing it. And I remember having you on Xbox Live chat and just cussing, saying, "Ronnie, I just died again. This game is just effing awful. I cannot wait to finish it so I can have my gamer score so I can be done with it." I remember that, and I still hate that game.
You know, you should have played it when the 360 first came out. You know, then it was actually much better. You didn't think of the controls as much because it was a major step up from most Xbox One games.
You're probably right, but I have this problem with every game that makes my main attack right trigger that isn't a shooter or a racer.
Yeah, that's you're hack and slash, it's got to be like A or B.
Yeah,
ours is very annoying.
I just don't know how you do it. Why right trigger?
Yeah, anyway. Doesn't make any sense.
No, anyway.
Velvet Assassin. Like, from what I know, that was a easy game to go through and get a lot of gamer score, but it was just awful. You know, I couldn't even get through the first level.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I stopped after the first level.
I've never actually heard of the game, so yeah, you've one-upped me there.
Andres,
I can skip that one.
Yeah, Andres would agree with me as well. It was bad.
You said Velvet, and for some reason I was thinking of that new game. What is it, Vendetica or something? I can't think of Rooster Teeth have been covering it for a little while and doing some achievements on it, and I can't remember.
I'm not sure which one that is.
I can't remember either, but it looks... their gameplay of it just makes it look awful either. I think it's just one of those bad games that, you know, you gotta cover. Other than Dragon Age, I don't think I've played any newer games. Marvel vs. Capcom 3, I guess I've been diddling with every now and then, which is, it's a blast. I enjoy it. But other than that...
No more PS3 games lately?
Oh, those are PS3 games. Those I decided that those two would be my PS3 titles.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, because I was like, well, for Marvel vs. Capcom 3, I chose that to go PS3 because the joysticks, not the joysticks, the D-pad is much right. easier to navigate.
Mm-hmm. And, yeah, that one makes sense.
Yeah, and I played that one. Well, I played Marvel vs. Capcom 1 and 2 on the PlayStation, so it was just a natural progression up.
Okay.
Dragon Age I wanted to do on the PS3 because I wanted to have like one of those games with phenomenal graphics and to see if the PlayStation was going to impress me.
Mm-hmm.
So far, yes. I love the realism and intensity of it. Like I started off killing like the horde of bad guys, and it does a little cutscene, and like there's like a little bit of blood on my face. And then as I slaughter more, I keep seeing the blood splatter onto my character, and like the next cutscene, I am like just drenched in blood.
Oh, that is awesome!
It was really sweet. I'm like, oh my god, they totally didn't have to make my character all bloody, but they did, and that's cool.
Mm-hmm. You know, one of my favorite things about Uncharted is when you dive into water and you come out, your guy is, you know, his clothes are all darker. They got that shine to him, and he's dripping wet. I just love that so much, and yeah. I've never seen like another game do that.
I was going to say, I when I played Fable, I'm like, man, I'm in the water all the time, and I come out spotless.
Yeah.
That is awesome.
Exactly. But that's really cool. I love those little details, like the blood.
Yeah, it's that one step that makes the game so much more realistic than, I don't know, your average game. Nice. What about you? What's been shaking in your neck of the woods?
Well, right before we started recording, I checked out Battle Los Angeles. Really looking forward to the movie, which actually came out today. It looks, you know, just like tons of crazy action and aliens and blood and gore. So really looking forward to watching it. But the game is awful. Completely
really?
Awful.
That's what I was figuring. It's just hard to make movie games any good.
Yeah,
except,
but I mean
except
they
for
did
maybe Iron Man. Eh.
What?
Except for maybe like Iron Man. Iron Man was okay. And that's
yeah,
about
Iron
it.
Man. I don't know if you count Batman as a movie game. I mean, Arkham? There's been a few out there, but yeah, most suck. But this one is just even worse than all of them. It seems to look good, but it really doesn't. You know, it's like from afar it looks good, but when you get up close, the textures are just terrible. And then the game is so slow and. When you use sprint, you only have like 3 to 5 seconds of sprint. So most of the time you're running around, you're not running around, you're at a slow crawl. You're at a crawl the whole entire time. And, you know, when you come, it basically what it is you go to this area, you kill a bunch of aliens, one that take forever. Like you'd put a whole clip in them and they'd still be alive, you know, shooting. And their AI is awful. But once you do kill them, you go to the next area, you do the exact same thing. It's just, it's not good at all. I would skip it, you know? Even if you've just seen the movie and you're very excited and want, you know, FPS, don't play this one. Play this one. Go play, like, Battlefield, you know, like Bad Company 2.
So what you're saying is it sucks.
Big time.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Which is depressing. I mean, I don't know if you want the games to kind of succeed because of how good the movie can potentially be, but I mean, yeah.
You know, this one I definitely wanted to be good because, you know, I'm excited to go see the movie this week, you know, and after the movie, I would like to play the game. You know, I'm just excited. I'm pumped. You know, I'd like to go back into that world and play more, but this is not doing it for me.
Which is good because you'd hate for the game to take away your desire for the movie. You know, you'd hate for it to have a negative connotation, which I'm glad. I don't think I've ever played a movie game that ever made me say, I'm never going to watch that movie again because the game was so bad.
No, that has never happened.
Thankfully.
I also checked out the MotorStorm Apocalypse demo. There's one on the Europe PlayStation store.
Wait a minute. But Ronnie, you're in the United States.
Oh, just Google it. There's ways to get a European account easily.
Did you just pull a Ryan Connolly? Did you just tell somebody to go Google their question?
Yes, I ain't helping. What do you think? I'm a nice guy? Yeah, so I was playing MotorStorm Apocalypse, and it's a very, very good game. Gorgeous. I love what they did is, you know, unlike the past ones, you're just racing through the same world over and over. This one, you're going through a, I don't know, I guess like a Los Angeles, Chicago that's being destroyed around you. And what's really cool is I played the demo. I went through the they give you one level with two laps. I played about five or six times. And what's neat is the buildings don't collapse this, you know, the same time each race, or, you know, certain don't collapse at all. So it's really cool. They got a lot. You can definitely go through and replay the same level over and over because it's going to be different.
Which is cool. You've always enjoyed the MotorStorm series.
Yes,
which
definitely.
Is exciting, and it's nice to know that it's continuing the excitement.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if I would call this one a MotorStorm, though. Like, the two cars that they give you, or they give you a car that was not in the last one. So it doesn't drive or feel anything. What's neat is, you know, there's 16 cars, I think, and each one drives differently. So I've never driven this one before. Just, it's a little funny. It's like more, you know, for fast straight driving and not so much turning. So it doesn't feel like MotorStorm with this car.
I see what you're saying.
But, you know, I'm still looking forward to it, even though at this time the driving is a bit, it's a bit weird. Like, you'd hit left a turn and your car would keep going straight. I don't brake. I don't do that crap.
Who brakes? I mean, I've never actually used the brake in a game since Mario Kart.
You used it in Mario Kart? What's your problem?
Yeah, because I wanted to get a boost.
Ah. Right. The stick back and forth building it up.
Yeah, the little V that comes behind you.
Nice. But yeah, MotorStorm's awesome. I'm glad, you know, the last one didn't sell all that well from what I remember. Only like 500,000 units.
But that was MotorStorm Rift, wasn't it? Or what was the name of that?
That
one?
Was the PSP version, I think.
Right.
I'm not sure how that one did. Let me Google it. MotorStorm. Oh, Pacifica Rift. Oh, the PSP version was Arctic something, I think. Right?
I thought like Arctic Rift. For some reason, Rift is sticking in my mind.
Hold on. I'm at their Evolution Studios website right now. Let me... MotorStorm, Pacific Rift... Oh, they didn't do the PSP version. I don't know.
See, for some reason... I mean, obviously, being new to the PlayStation 3 scene, I can't keep all of the MotorStorm titles in line.
Yep.
I know Arctic Dirt, Rift. Dirt, yeah, Dirt went 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, it's nice and simple. That's what I like. They need to keep it easy like that.
Yeah, I hate these, like, hey, this is the third in the series. Let's call it Brotherhood.
It's
sorry,
more of
2.5. I love you. I love you, Assassin's Creed. Don't get me wrong.
I will come to your house and kill you.
Probably with those assassins that you hired.
Mm-hmm. Actually, I don't have them unlocked yet, so they probably won't help me any.
Nice going.
What else? Also before we recorded, I was checking out MLB 2K11. This is the first baseball game I think I've played since like 07.
You know, are you going to pitch the no-hitter and get a million?
I cannot. Oh, no. Pitching, yeah. Pitching's fun. They, you know, didn't get really any points on me. But batting, now that is tough. That was not fun at all.
I think the only game that I actually enjoyed baseball-wise was either on the Xbox or on the GameCube. It was like MLB Hits, where they had that, the creepy clowns in the background.
Oh, yeah, where we did the Grand Slam one to see who got the most Grand Slams. Was that it?
Yeah. As you say, I know we Googled gameplay of it, and those clowns catching it through their legs and everything or getting hit in the crotch was always just hilarious. And I don't know, maybe if it was because we were, you know, 12, but still.
No, that was a lot of fun. We actually, you know, what's cool is we used to come down to Ohio to see you guys, and we'd get, like, the whole entire family together. You know, mom, dad, all the brothers. It was so much fun. I really enjoyed
that
time.
So much nostalgia goes in such a weird game.
Yeah, it wasn't MLB Hits. Not sure what that was called. I think it was on the Xbox. Slugfest. Yeah, Slugfest on the Xbox.
Google that, guys. Go ahead and Google the gameplay and do or watch a Grand Slam gameplay and watch those damnable clowns catch it between the crotch and laugh at you.
So much fun.
Yep.
But yeah, MLB 2K11 is awesome. Really enjoyed the pitching. So far, haven't been able to figure out the swinging. It's like you got to use your left stick, you know, to, you know, aim your guy at the ball, and then you got to use the right one, you know, flick it up and down to hit it. But the graphics,
the graphics
are gorgeous. And what's neat is I hit a, you know, like the few times I was able to actually hit the ball, I hit a ball out and, you know, it was a foul, went into the stadium, and only where the ball was going, like the crowd is all 3D, they got shaders, crazy detail. They only stood up and they're all tackling each other and trying to get the ball up in the air. So much detail went into this game.
That's interesting. I mean, it's, 'cause usually you just see a copy and paste of people up and down cheering.
Right. They've got, like, each person is different, you know, different clothing styles and colors, and they really went all out, and it looks like you're actually watching a baseball game. Like, there's that much detail.
That'd be interesting to do at your place sometime. Like, try and set up your PlayStation in front of your big TV where your mom is at, and do, like, the Reds versus the Indians. And see if, is there a simulation on there at all?
I'm not sure. I know, you know, like football games have that, so I would think.
I think that'd be so cool to do like a simulation of that and to see how many people would be watching it and could be like potentially convinced.
Yeah, if they're far enough away or something, they wouldn't have any idea.
Well, your living room's kind of set up that way. You got a good distance between the television.
Yeah. That'd be a good experiment. Record it?
Record it and let me know.
All right, we'll have to do that.
Done. When am I coming down next?
Tomorrow.
All right, done. I'll see you tomorrow. We'll do it tomorrow.
Maybe not tomorrow. So yeah, I'm going to check out the full game of that. I was only playing the 360 demo.
Okay.
But want to check out more. And then finally, Torchlight, which released, I think, last week on the arcade. It came out, I don't know, 2 or 3 years ago on the PC, or the PC and Mac. I played it way back then. It was a lot of fun, and it's even better on the 360.
Did you get the demo or the retail?
The trial.
Okay, I need to get the trial because that's I saw the homepage for the Xbox Marketplace and it was on there, and I'm like, that looks interesting just from the pictures. And it's hard sometimes just to get excited about a game from the pictures alone, but it did. I didn't know anything about it, and I looked at the pictures. I'm like, I could play that game.
Yeah, it plays a lot like Diablo. Where you just go around, you're in a dungeon, you kill, you know, tons and tons of monsters with loads of gore and awesome powers. And the art style is really, really neat. It's like a cartoony, like a cel-shaded cartoony almost with tons of detail.
Yeah.
Looks really nice. I enjoy it.
Oh, cool.
I was going to buy it until I figured out no multiplayer at all.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I was ready to pick it up, but I think, you know, it'd get a bit boring after a while going through a mine by yourself.
Yeah, that's interesting. I thought all these house party games were detailed around multiplayer.
Is this part of the house party?
Yeah, this was one of their house party titles. Huh, at least I'm pretty sure it was. Microsoft, I'm sorry if it's not. But yeah, I'm pretty sure this Torchlight was. I know Beyond Good and Evil was.
Well, Beyond Good and Evil single player only as well.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought that's what they were trying to do. I thought they were doing house party games for multiplayer.
Yep, Beyond Good and Evil, Torchlight, and then next week, Full House Poker, which of course would be multi.
Right. Well, which would be ridiculous if it wasn't. It will be. You know what? It will be.
It won't House be?
It will be.
It will be.
It'll be single player only.
Oh, yeah.
It's for all those people that don't want to go out.
That would be the worst poker game ever.
I think doing that game would be for only the loneliest people in the world if it was a single player only.
I'm actually thinking about picking this one up. I think it's gonna be a lot of fun, and since you're gonna be able to use your avatar
In poker,
I think that sounds like a lot of fun.
I think it'd be hilarious for those instances that you want to make a crazy looking avatar.
Have Master Chief sitting there.
Yeah, exactly. Just have some crazy helmeted whatever guy with some goofy shirt and pants and her shoes, and it'd be hilarious if you can bust out your prop.
It's flying around you if you have a bird or something.
Yeah, or the orbiter eye.
Yeah.
That would be hilarious.
Yeah, it looks really good from the screenshot I'm looking at right now.
How much have the games have been. Is it 1,200?
Torchlight was.
Okay, so it's sure, so but... it's Hard Corpse, and I know Beyond Good and Evil was because I was wanting to get that this week.
Beyond Good and Evil was 800.
What?
Yeah, and then Full House Poker is 800.
Interesting. I think what bothers me is that Hard Corpse was 1,200, and now they have three DLCs, all 200 each, and it's just one additional character you can play as.
What?
Yeah.
Wow, that is lame.
Konami is milking the hell out of one character.
You know, sad thing is, a lot of people are probably going to be buying it as well.
They already have. Like, I'm looking at the downloads, and it's like 5,500 reviews or whatever. I'm like, good lord. Way too many.
Amazing. So when are you picking it up?
Yeah, probably after this podcast.
Yeah, that's what I thought. that has all I've been playing.
It's not bad.
No,
it's not bad.
Some good stuff there. Really enjoyed all of them this week. Well, except for Battle Los Angeles. That one was sucky.
Suck Los Angeles. Suck.
Movie better be good. I think with CG like that, it, you know, it can't fail. You'll be blown away the whole time. Won't even think about the actors or the story or any of that.
I'm thinking
at least
a
that's,
good.
That's how I watch
like,
movies.
I was gonna say thinking of a bad or good movie that I'd like to make into a good game. I want to see Cowboys versus Aliens or Cowboys and Aliens. I want to see that into a game because that was originally a comic book. So if we can, if maybe if they just make just from comic book to game and skip that middle part, we can just lump it all together into awesome. That's the good.
Just take the Red Dead Redemption engine and then throw in aliens instead of other cowboys. It'd be perfect.
Or you know what we can do? We'll just rip the Red Dead Redemption Undead DLC and turn them into aliens.
Yeah.
it's going to be the Red Dead Redemption and Aliens DLC.
Sounds good.
I
can't wait to get
it. I don't
it.
Know if Rockstar's going to let me do that. I'm going to have to call him.
All right, you want to move on to some news?
News diggity news. Yeah, why not? It's been kind of a slow week.
Yeah, since PAX is going on right now as you're listening to this, you know, not much happened, you know, last week. But we have some good stuff here.
Yep, so as we're recording this, I'm sure there's been at least some information that's been released that you guys are going to be like, hey, why didn't you cover that? And we'll be like, hey, shut up. We didn't know. I don't mean that. Sorry if you're offended by me telling you to shut up. I love you.
Darren hates the fans.
I don't hate the fans.
So does Andreas. I love you guys.
It's the truth. I hate you guys. Get out of here.
Ooh, hey now.
Oh, I lied. You guys is what make this possible.
Exactly. Deus Ex Human Revolution has a release date, August 23rd in the US and August 26th in the UK. This is one I definitely want to try, because the last ones, you know, have done some really neat things, like with the world, you're able to go and, like, pick up a basketball and throw it into the hoop, you know, it's just not run and gun the whole time.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a lot like Duke Nukem, you know, you stop and you mess with the world, you flip a light switch, you turn on a vibrator, you know, it's going to be a lot of fun.
Ew. I don't think I would ever want to run around a world and turn on a vibrator.
You didn't see that Duke Nukem video?
I did. But it's one of those features that I say, hey, I'm going to go searching for that.
There's an achievement, you know, find all 100.
Oh, my God.
I'm joking.
I was going to say, if there was, I'm hoping it, I can only see that on my Xbox. If we get a copy or if I decide that I have to buy it, it's going to little blink and I'm going to feel so bad about myself because, you know, the achievement's going to say, hoard yourself out for 100 dildos. Great. Freaking fantastic. You know, and it's probably only going to be worth like 69 achievement points. And there's going to be like, it's just going to be even more humiliating.
Yeah.
It's just, I'm just going to be sitting there. I just got to pray to God that when that that achievement pops, that my wife isn't looking. What are you picking up? Nothing. They're stirrers. They stir the coffee. Ew. They don't stir coffee
that's
at all.
That's disgusting, brother.
Don't stir those with your coffee, everybody. Don't. And it's a lie. There's no achievement that says pick up 100 winks. It's a lie. Just just like the cake. I'm sorry, I digress. You were saying about this game coming out with its things.
Moving on.
Yeah, I'll take care of this one.
Crickets.
The Kinect. There it is. Thank you. The Kinect has sold 10 million units, breaking the Guinness World Record, which technically, by, you know, the Kinect selling one, it breaks its personal record of zero. So, reading on, it says, yeah, the Xbox Kinect motion sensor also broke a Guinness World Record as the fastest selling consumer electronic device. Kinect sold an average of 133,333 units per day for a total of 8 million units in the first 60 days between November 4th and January 3rd. That's a pretty intense stat to think. But when Guinness does these records and, you know, people lump it together being, you know, consumer electronic device, I wonder what their standards are as comparison. I mean, because you think sometimes, like, I don't know, something else could potentially sell quicker if it was such a general term.
Does, like, the Wii not count, or, you know, the DS?
Right. And see, that's why I don't know how they lump these things together to be considered as this is what it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know. We'll have to do some Google searching and see.
Yeah. Yeah, I was reading the quote here. It was by Gaz Deves, gaming editor of Guinness.
Guinness.
Sorry, I'm drinking a little Guinness over here too. It says the sales figures here speak for themselves. It says Gaz Deves. Mm. I don't know. Gaming editor. According to the independent research, no other consumer electronic device sold faster within 60 days time span. Which is an incredible achievement. Achievement sound right there. Considering the strength. I know, that's okay. Considering the strength of the sector. So, even though we're in a recession, apparently 8 million of these Kinect sensors can be sold. Which is interesting. I mean, good for Microsoft. That's intense.
Now, I wonder, can it only contain to, like, US stuff only? So that's maybe why. Isn't the DS like Japan, right?
Yeah, Nintendo's pretty much not American.
Right, so maybe that's one reason why the DS is not on there. Because I would have thought, you know, that thing would have sold way more than this, actually.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I mean, it's one of those things that we'll probably have to look into to see. Or if somebody already knows, why don't you just throw it down there in the comments of what actually is being classified here.
Yeah.
But regardless, hey, you made it into Guinness Book of Records. I'm pretty sure Microsoft's in there a few other times.
Best console in the world. I bet they have that one.
I don't know so much as most, best console was. Biggest monopoly ever. No, I'm kidding.
Console with most red rings. Something like that.
Most red rings encountered. It's got to be divisible by 3 because there's only 3 of them.
Next, actually, it is available now. If you're a PlayStation Plus subscriber, you can save all of your game saves to a cloud, you know, the internet. And if you log on to any other PlayStation 3 in the world, you're able to download them and, you know, use them at your friend's house. So you don't have to bring your console, you know, over to their house anymore to play your game save. I think this is actually something that's really cool, but, you know, I'm not going to go out and buy a PlayStation Plus subscription just to use it.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. I think the idea of the technology world going cloud is impressive. And, you know, more power to them for being cloud crazy people. But when I still have a USB drive that I can throw in there and have my game saves with me, I'll make a copy. I mean, that's why the backup utility was created inside the PlayStation itself. I'll take advantage of it. I mean, I've got my 2 terabytes to back up that son of a mother. So, I don't know. Good for them to add it, but not at $50 a pop for being a PlayStation Plus member.
Yeah, there's still nothing really there that, you know, makes me want to go out and buy it yet.
Ooh, blasphemy. Andreas would bite you in the leg.
I think Andreas agrees, actually.
Oh, really? Because he was pretty excited when Mortal Kombat came out to PlayStation Plus.
Really? Was he?
Yeah, demo. I thought he was. At least maybe I'm.
I don't know. I don't listen to the German most of the time.
I'm thinking I'm making shiz up.
Very nice. And finally, 343 Industries has revealed the three achievements that will be coming with the Halo Reach Defiant map pack. Along with that, they also released a behind-the-scenes video.
No way.
Which actually was kind of cool. It takes a look, you know, at their studio and what they've done and the progress, you know, through when they started creating the map to the end.
Yeah, which is, it's a good and a bad thing. Like, you're like, yeah, 343 Industries, let's see that back end. And then you're like, but you're not Bungie. Well, and then it makes you slightly sad.
I was going to say, the neat thing about 343, though, is it is a lot of ex-Bungie people.
Or they bought out.
I'm guessing, probably. I don't know. You know, when Bungie and Microsoft split, I think, you know, there's some deal there where, you know, Microsoft got some or something. Because, you know, like watching past VidDocs, Halo Reach VidDocs or Halo 3 VidDocs, you know, you see a lot of guys in this 343 one that were
at
Bungie. You
know what I'm always impressed with, and whether this is 343, you know, making a difference or if this is still Bungie's coattails. But I'm looking at the screenshot here, and I look at any Halo screenshot, whether it's, you know, in-game or, you know, released by the company, and there's just so much freaking detail.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know how that I don't know how they do it and make these high resolution images so small. I mean, like,
yeah, Bungie's doing good.
They are, like, and that's the thing I think about their videos too, is like, they've got some kind of coding experts there that they can compress the hell out of their videos and their pictures to be such high quality things.
It's like, you know, you going through a campaign level and it's, you know, an hour, 2 hours long, and you're able to go back and watch it and slow it down and fly around the whole entire world, and it's only like 7 megabytes.
Yeah, I mean,
it's
just, this is,
it's insane.
It's just, yeah, it's impressive HD, and then you upload it to YouTube and it's like 300 gigs.
Exactly.
But you only get 5 minutes of it on YouTube, so I don't know. The math isn't there. Yeah. I don't know what YouTube's doing, but I think YouTube needs to talk to 343 or Bungie.
Yeah, that'd be nice. What's in the video, they explain, you know, they don't want to just release crap, you know. This is a company focused towards Halo games in the future, and they really don't want to go in and just release a very crappy, quick Halo 4. But, it doesn't really explain, I mean, if they're, you know, the Halo company, why is the creators of Time Shift and Battle Los Angeles, you know, rumored making a Halo remake?
I like to say burn.
Right.
As you say that, it's nice to always hear a game company is trying to put quality first. But them saying it just makes me wonder why they have to say it. Every game should have quality in mind. I mean, because who's going to want to play a game that just sucks horrible? Mm-hmm. I mean,
well,
of course,
you know,
you're
going to
put quality ahead.
Yeah, every game probably starts as that, but, you know, most teams, like Bungie has 200 people, and they don't have a deadline. They can, you know, keep working until they feel the game is ready to go out. Whereas if you look at, some EA companies or Ubisoft companies, you know, they have a strict deadline. It's got to release then no matter what. They probably have, you know, 50 to 100 guys. I mean, you know, it all starts out as quality. They just can't always get to that point.
If game dev story has taught me anything, you better pay those people more.
Exactly. I mean, let's look at Battle Los Angeles. I wonder when Konami came to the Time Shift creators and asked them, you know, we want a game to go along with the movie. You know, was it 6 months ago and they only had 6 months to come up with whatever?
Yeah, you got to. That's true, though, because you think, I mean, they've been in post-production how long of the movie trying to get it ready for the theaters.
Mm-hmm.
And it's that much time once they finally got like the almost ready edition of the movie that they give to the game companies to watch. And then they've got to crank it out. That's interesting. I've never really thought about it that way, but it's kind of stupid.
Yeah, exactly. Very stupid.
No other way to put it. We need to open up a game company and make it not stupid gaming. Right. Or Stupid Monkey. I'm not sure which one yet.
Stupid Monkey. I think that one may be taken.
I think Stupid Monkey Films is taken. Or Stupid Monkey Media. Okay,
we're Stupid Monkey Gaming. Done.
Yep. STOOPID. Stupid.
STOOIP. All right.
Like it. PID.
Done. I like it.
Done. Stupid.
The three achievements in the Defiant Map pack are Return to Sender, Kraken Skulls, and Candy from a Baby. What is that total? 40, 50, 60, 70? 145 gamer score. No, good 150 God. Gamer score.
That's a nut ton of... Wow.
That's not too bad, but only three?
Capture two flags from an enemy capture zone in a match main stockpile. 75. Kill three players with oddball. 45. Successfully return two flags in a match. Capture the flag. 30. Interesting. You gotta wonder, oh, but they're all Defiant maps, so of course you couldn't have done it. I was gonna say, you gotta wonder how many people have actually already done these before.
Yeah, exactly. So. Yeah, what's nice though is it's all Defiant map packs, you know, whereas Halo 3 is, it was just this map. You know, you had to go through and get five hammer kills on, I can't even remember the map's name, Assembly? Or is that Halo Reach?
No, that's 3.
Is it?
I think so. I'm pretty sure it is because I remember having to go back in there making you guys help me get achievements.
All right. But yeah, you know, I really like that it's all Defiant, but, I don't think I'll be picking this one up. I think I am done for... Done with Halo, you know, Reach. Halo Reach. I mean, I think I am. Who knows? I'll probably be back at it.
I think they're... I mean, inevitably, what I see happening is once they're finally done releasing all of their map packs, they're going to release a bundle to get more money off of all of them. Because inevitably, that's what they'll do.
Oh, of course, yeah. A DLC version.
Yep.
Andreas just signed on to MSN from PAX and told me to say hi to everybody for him.
Well, we'll say hi back to him.
Yeah, we should have him on next week, you know, for a PAX edition of Pause That. I almost said Oncast.
That's not us anymore. You gotta bleep that out in the editing. Mm-hmm. It'll be nice. You guys can tune in because it'll be nice 3-hour long. Andreas Speakfest.
Yeah, maybe we can get Craig from TV and Lust because he went as well to PAX.
I think that'd be pretty sweet if we could have them sit here and tell us everything that they said, did, and saw.
Yep.
Say said, did, and saw. Said, did, saw. Yep.
Yeah, you're going crazy.
I have lost it.
All right, that is all the news. Do you have anything else you want to talk about before we wrap it up?
I don't, but I did have one delicious pizza from Pizzanello's in Bowling Green, Ohio. Thumbs up to you guys.
Pizzanello's. You're going to have to get me some of that and bring it down sometime.
I will.
I forgot to mention this in the beginning, but I made a Call of Duty Black Ops Machinima this week. It was actually a lot of fun. It's Life as a Claymore. You can YouTube it and find it.
Life as a Claymore.
Life as a Claymore. It takes a look at what a Claymore does after you set it down in Call of Duty.
Awesome. I look forward to this.
It was really fun to create it with our brother, Aaron.
Nice. So. Life is a Claymore. I'm excited.
All right. Let's wrap it up. You can follow Darren on Twitter. He is at DLCoon. I am at Ronnie Dean. And Andreas, who is not here, is at Racing Freak. Follow the blog at onpause_org. Send us emails. Pause that at onpause.org. I almost said Oncast again. I don't know why I have Oncast on the brain.
I'm gonna have to correct you too. I changed my Twitter. It's now Dern Coon. Everything's unified to be Dern Coon.
Oh, very nice. I'll have to go edit that in the show notes. So Darren is at Dern Coon. That's very nice.
Yep.
What else? Review us on iTunes. If you give us a bad review, we'll talk about If you give us a bad review, we're gonna make fun of you on the podcast. And if you give us a good review, we'll say nice things of you on here, mention you and other stuff like that. Actually need to go check out the iTunes reviews.
Send you digital hugs.
Digital hugs. Darren's got tons. Uh-huh. And finally, make sure you check out the blog over at onpause.org for, you know, news, reviews, previews, more podcasts. Got a lot of things we're working on and going up. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Yep, see you guys.
Leave you with an Andreas Wookiee yell.